Hello again, sir. I trust the month since our last session has treated you well. Very good. Please, have a seat. Have you had any severely depressed days? I see. And have you gone over the positive affirmation exercises I recommended? Good, good, very good. You take direction well. And do you feel it's improving your self-esteem, or? Well, I mean, that could be because you're simply doing it because I told you to. When you look into the mirror, when you stare at yourself and say positive things, it needs to come from a place of self-love. You have to encourage yourself to believe these things, or else it's a pointless activity and a waste of your time. Self-improvement, contrary to overrated movies starring Edward Norton and Brad Pitt, should not be masturbation. Now, did you bring the printout of a week's worth of internet history as instructed? Very good. Let me take a look. I see. Cuckold. Penis humiliation, sex stories of well-endowed bullies stealing girlfriends. Sir, it's quite clear that your preferred brand of pornographic indulgence is problematic to your mental health and, well, your quest for self-improvement and improvement of your self-esteem. It's like you're an alcoholic living above a bar. I mean, fetishes are a healthy facet of human sexuality, and we all have our turn-ons. Yes, even me. But that's not what this is about. Cuckolding isn't inherently an unhealthy fixation, but it's intended to really be for a couple in love with a connection beyond sexuality, at least for it to work correctly. A man has to have a certain level of self-esteem to allow himself to be demeaned in such a capacity and still lead a healthy life. You're a single man with fantasies of having a girlfriend just so she could cheat on you with another man. Do you see why this is problematic? And, well, I mean, you see why this is a deterrent to your mental health. And quite possibly to finding that relationship which would preclude that. But you're practicing strong negative reinforcement every time you gratify yourself. Which I gather from this documentation is a very common occurrence in your life, yes? I thought so. Well, when you were filling out the application forms in the office, you checked a box consenting the use of experimental methods of therapy, including hypnotic suggestion. Is that something you're still fine with participating in? Very good. You see, I'm of the belief that to truly turn your life around, you need to fundamentally change the way you think. And the way you think about yourself. And the way you think about women. Even the way you think about other men in relation to women and yourself. And I strongly feel that therapeutic hypnosis can be a highly effective catalyst in enacting this cognitive change. The kick in the pants you need, so to speak. Get you moving in the right direction. So, take a deep breath. Let it out. Now, I want you to close your eyes. Your mind needs to relax. Focus on my voice. Let everything else fade away. Focus on my words, the shape of the words, the articulation of my tongue, the warmth of the vowel sounds, the safety and tranquility in the breaths between them. The rest of the world doesn't exist. Your car parked outside isn't there. The office blends into the wall. The chair you sit on, the shirt on your back, the phone in your pocket, everything fades away into the miasma of obscurity. All that matters is my voice. The air in my lungs propelled through my vocal cords, exiting out of my mouth and into your ears. That is all there is in all of existence. You're relaxed. So relaxed. As a matter of fact, every time I say relax, you fall deeper and deeper than the last time I said relax. Now relax. 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 Very. Now, you're completely under. You're at the mercy of any and all suggestion. Vulnerable, in the control of another. Based upon my knowledge of your personality, this should strongly arouse you. I'm sure you've had sexual thoughts of me since our very first appointment. Haven't you? You probably stroked your cock, imagining me unbuttoning my blouse, just as I am now. But you're powerless to look. You've surely imagined me hiking up my skirt, higher and higher to show a bit more ass, just as I am now. But you can't see. And I know without a shred of doubt, you've slid your hand up and down your member, picturing me being drilled by a nice, thick cock, just as I will be in a moment. But not by you. Not by the man who walked into my office. You see, I can tell by your growing enthusiasm that there is a real man, a powerful sexual being hidden beneath this sheep's clothing. You're not the type of man who needs to be rendering himself a humiliated sissy. You're a man. You're a man with a cock. You're a man with a cock that absolutely hungers for the pleasures of a dripping, wet pussy. Now, you're gonna unbutton your pants and let me confirm my suspicions. Oh, my word. That's truly impressive. How on earth are you a man who desires to be cheated on? Any woman who were to leave you for something larger would have to do quite a bit of searching to find a candidate. I'm sorry, I simply can't allow you to walk out of this office and continue. To waste such a gift on hand lotion and a fleshlight. Now, what's gonna happen next is that I'm gonna count backwards from 10 and bend over my desk, and you're gonna awaken as the man you're meant to be and do what comes naturally. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, awake. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's it. That's it, sir. Oh, yeah. Do exactly what you want. Oh, 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 yeah. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, yes. Yes. Isn't this... Oh, isn't this better than porn? Huh? Isn't this better than shame? Isn't it... Oh, oh, oh. Better than coming in your hand and... Oh, my God. Hating yourself. Oh, oh, my God, yes. Oh, God, yes, yes, yes. This is how a man is supposed to feel. Oh, I could prescribe you pills. I could try new age herbal experimental bullshit. Oh, I could bleed your insurance dry and pussyfoot around a solution. But sometimes all a man needs to feel better is a slap of reality and a tight, wet cunt. Oh, God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think we need to move to twice weekly therapy sessions, sir. Yes, I think I'm gonna need to go deep, deep into this case. But from now on, let's meet at my house. Oh, around 11 a.m. When my needle-dicked husband is at work. See you then.